In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the baptized children of God, that we would be freed from obsession with goods of this world, set our hearts on the joys of the kingdom and the inheritance that never fades. Let us pray to the Lord. For God's holy church here and everywhere, for those who have been called to serve as pastors, church workers, for those preparing for church work vocations, and for those considering full-time church work, that they may be guarded against the assaults of the evil one, encouraged in their calling, and prepared to serve faithfully for the sake of the kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. For men and women, that they would rejoice in the callings and responsibilities that God has given them. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and for those who suffer, for those who are in troubled in mind, for the grieving in their sorrows, and for the dying in their last hours, for those we speak aloud, or those that we imagine in our minds, that the Lord would grant them the comfort of his presence and relief according to his will and peace in their hearts. Let us pray to the Lord. For our communion this day, upon the body and blood of our Lord, for hearts moved to repentance and faith, for the fruits of this sacrament to have become the lives and holiness and righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord. For graceful hearts, that the Lord would free us from greed and covetousness, so that we might be content and glad to share with those in need. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord God, whose mercies are now new and every morning, we give you thanks and praise all your kindness toward us. We pray you to grant us the will and the desire to worship you joyfully, to serve you faithfully, and to proclaim you boldly, your mighty acts of deliverance through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we offer to you these prayers, and in whom we trust for all things. You are alone our glory, honor, and worship and praise. O Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.